Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting third. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Emil Brown. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wes Bankston. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Murphy. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting second. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dwayne Wise. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pierzynski strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cust strikes out. One out. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bankston hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wise. Bankston reaches second base with a double. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murphy hits a line drive towards third. Creed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dye hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome strikes out. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hanahan takes first base on ball four. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ellis. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Ellis steals second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ellis trying to get to home. Dye throws the ball into Pierzynski who tags Ellis who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wise hits a line drive towards third. Hanahan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. Cust hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bankston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bankston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Bankston reaches second base with a double. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bankston moves to third. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hanahan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hanahan strikes out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierzynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bankston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierzynski for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinton takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Thome reaches second base with a double. Quinton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Joe Creed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-2 in the game. Suzuki bunts towards third. Creed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe bunts towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. 1 out. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0-for-1 in the game. Wise strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bankston is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bankston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hanahan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hanahan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Hanahan reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis is walked intentionally. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hanahan scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Octavio Dotel now pitching. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suzuki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rajay Davis now playing center field. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Quinton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Suzuki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dye moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-2 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. Dye moves to third. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Massett now pitching. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cust is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bankston is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bankston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Cust moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cust moves to third. Bankston moves to second. One out. Donnie Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cust scores. Bankston moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Boone Logan now pitching. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher fields it and throws to home to get Bankston. Murphy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to third. Hanahan moves to second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a pop-up towards third. Hanahan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 2 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cabrera hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierzynski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Wise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust strikes out. 2 outs. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bankston is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bankston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrick Barton now playing first base. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ziegler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dye strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Adam Russell now pitching. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Quinton. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murphy moves to third. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hanahan strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uribe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Creed is 0 for 3 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 2 in the game. Uribe strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.